Hey, hey. All right, guys. This is Magdalena Grace. Just wanted to tune in with you live here today with a really quick update. A lot of people have been asking me lately, as I have been going through these microdosing programs and really the past 18 months that I have been a microdosing coach. I just want to do a quick impromptu podcast, an info session here, just really quickly, maybe 10, 12 minutes at most. To explain what is the difference between microdose of ayahuasca versus psilocybin. And some of you might be going like, what? I didn't even know that you could microdose with ayahuasca. And yes, you can. I'm going to go ahead and explain those differences here. And then you can always reach out to me if you have any questions. Go to my website, magdalenagrace.com. You can sign up for a free consultation, take some notes. This information is also on my blog as well. So you can definitely work with ayahuasca, and I'll explain what that is. But first, I'll talk a little bit more about my philosophy around microdosing. So, if you don't know what microdosing is, first of all, it's typically a small amount of a plant medicine or a psychedelic that you would be able to consume for the purposes of mental, physical, spiritual health improvements. So, the two plants that I work with, and I call them sacred plants. And entheogens, I don't really like the word psychedelic. I only work with the plants that come from the earth, not the lab, nothing synthetic. Not that I'm against those. I don't have any relationship with any of those types of medicines or psychedelics. I've just been called literally by psilocybin and ayahuasca to first of all, they healed me, they taught me, they communicated to and through my heart. And then they actually called me into the space to become a full-time medicine woman. Now I remembered who I truly was in many, many lifetimes as a healer, a spiritual teacher, a medicine woman. Food is our medicine. Before this, I was in health and fitness for 17 years and understood that food is our medicine. And I've seen the whole gamut of the fitness industry and the use of supplements, and then of course the pharmaceutical industry and all that kind of stuff. So I'd like to just mention that so you understand. I've coached over 10,000 people in health, fitness, nutrition, getting off of medications, getting off of addictions and afflictions and things that were, causing, emotional, physical, mental health challenges, right? So when I heeded the call 18 months ago to become a microdosing coach, the medicine actually forced my hand into it because there weren't many microdosing coaches at that time. And a lot of people were not knowing how to microdose. Microdosing with psilocybin is usually 100 to 200 milligrams, maybe up to 400 milligrams. And then the ayahuasca is a tincture. So it's like any tincture you can get at Whole Foods where that's a liquid, where you put it under your tongue. And in both cases, it's a subtle over time, usually 3 to 6 months period of time where you're going to see lasting changes. And most people don't know how to do that. I referred a lot of people to my sources and my friends and people that I cared about, and they weren't getting very far. They weren't getting results, or they might have had what happened for me when I first started microdosing. I had fatigue, I had actually exhaustion and anxiety from working with the medicine because I didn't know what I was doing. And so I learned, the medicine taught me, and then of course my background brought it back to me that our daily habits define us. Everyone, every choice that we make. So ultimately, when I started working with both of these medicines in the micro and the macro space, I'm only talking about microdosing today, I learned a ton. And then when I started coaching clients, at the time of this recording, I worked with over 100 people, both in both the micro and the macro. And so here today, I'm going to share with you the key differences, personal experience, what the plants have taught me, and then what my clients have shared in this journey alongside me and my husband. So here are the differences. You may want to take notes, or again, you can go to magdalenagrace.com, find my blog, and you'll see it there. So ultimately, psilocybin. I'm not going into the science. To me, that's there's just way too much science. You can do your research, you can do your homework, you can study about this in books, and research has been done by many colleges, many professors, many scientists. Okay, this is really more about the health benefits, okay? Mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. That is what I'm going to be talking about today. So number one, psilocybin works on the default mode network in our brain, which is a network that you can Google, go to Wikipedia. It just talks about the different network and the grooves in our brain that have been developing since in utero that essentially is what we call our autopilot or default mechanism, you know, for thinking, for working, for moving, for doing. Like, right, you don't have to think about breathing. It just happens. You don't have to actually think to think. It just happens. And when you get into that autopilot state, you do a lot of things unconsciously, right? So what it helps is just over usually three changes and subtle habit changes and shifts. So that's number one. It helps work through that default mode network and open up, you know, different parts of the brain. Number two, it's great for focus and mental clarity. Again, not right away. This is not a quick fix or a magic pill, even though it might be a magic mushroom, right? But over time, it can help you. First, it might unearth and you might notice some fatigue and brain fog, but you work through that with a coach. And for usually my clients report after week two, week three, for sure week four, they found that they were able to focus more in conversations, more at work, things of that nature. Now, a lot of that also is because they did social media detoxes, they stopped texting and, you know, check their email less. There's a lot of things here. It's not just the medicine doing this, by the way. It's also great for mood and depression. So much research has proven this, and I've definitely seen it with my depression clients. I've even seen people get off of Lexapro and usually don't work with a lot of clients on a lot of meds, by the way. That's another disclaimer. Talk to a doctor. Make sure you talk to a professional before you microdose. This is not some kind of experiment or a DIY thing that you want to do. Work with a trained professional, especially if you're on medications. But I've seen a lot of people boost their mood and alleviate some or all depression and even get off medications. It's great for helping with memory recall. You know, there are studies that show it's great for dementia, things of that nature. But if you think about it, if you have a quieter mind, and your mood is lifted, right? You're definitely gonna have an easier time remembering things. Another one is it's great for someone who maybe wants to connect more with the nature, their surroundings. It's kind of like that mystical experience with the elements, with water, nature, etc. It can help bring more about intuitive awareness. I've seen this as fast as 1 week, where you think of someone and they call you, or you'll just start to notice more synchronicities, more coincidences, which aren't really coincidences, right? And you might have been missing them before because your consciousness hadn't been expanded, but now you will start to notice those kinds of things. It also helps, like I alluded to this a little bit, but it helps quiet the mind and that inner critic. And of course, you know, added with meditation, it helps you go deeper in that meditation. So that's another benefit along with that. Which ultimately helps you go inward and connect more with your higher divine self. It's also been known to improve sleep. Sleep has improved for so many of my clients. And the nice thing about psilocybin is you can dose in the morning or in the middle of the day or in the evening. It doesn't usually cause too much stimulation. And then it can also help in digestive health, the gut brain. It's really working on that. Now, of course, a lot of that depends on your diet, how many medications you've gone on in your lifetime, how damaged your gut may be. But it can help with digestive issues as well. So now let's go on to ayahuasca microdosing. Again, I said earlier, this is in tincture liquid form. And by the way, it's legal. The product that I work with, which I have a little commercial you'll hear about later, it is actually the Kappi Vine. It's without the DMT, without the part that, you know, makes it illegal in our country. And it's legal in most countries, so we can ship all over, and the dosing is again from 5 to 15 drops. And again, that's unique to everyone. You got to experiment, and again, work with a trained professional for your own safety. But it's the main difference between ayahuasca and psilocybin is I say it's a more embodied medicine, where psilocybin is working a lot more with that head brain and that default mode network. Ayahuasca is more embodied. A lot of people think of ayahuasca and they think of throwing up and pooping and lots of craziness, and all of that is good. I've done that many, many times and had life-changing experiences, but the dosing is completely different. She, being grandmother medicine, she's very soft and gentle and embodied. So she's very much a heart opener. So when you think of body, thinking of heart opening, I had her and many of my clients, females specifically, have had womb healing as well as chakra healing. Think like solar plexus, third eye, crown chakra, more opening and cleansing of those. She definitely worked more with a lot of my clients, including my own emotional pain body, where there's more tears in the first week of working with her than I have ever seen with psilocybin. She might make you dance. Since she's more embodied, I find people are more into movement and play. Think about your sacral chakra opening up to play, movement, imagination, creativity. She spoke a lot more to me through my dreams, and your dream state is a lot of subconscious healing. And so you might get more messages that then in turn you get to go and work on with your daily intention and working with her. There's also some components called harmine and harmaline in the plant that inhibit MAOA, while the tetrahydroharmine moderately inhibits serotonin reuptake. So these two mechanisms actually scientifically reduce depression. Now, I said I wasn't going to work much with science. That's that. And the next one are the only two like scientific proven things that I wanted to go into. But those two things help with depression. And then there are other MAOB inhibitors that fight motor symptoms and problems found in Parkinson's disease. So it can help with those neurodegenerative diseases. It's also been known as a hunger suppressant and stimulant. So that means it can reduce your cravings, which can also help with addictive behaviors and weight loss. Promotes more feminine qualities in people. So not, you don't have to be a woman, because men, we have both feminine and masculine in all of us, male and female. But because of the feminine qualities being more embodied, there can be more creative flow, more abilities coming through, more confidence in one's sexuality, more self-love, more compassion, more openness and receptivity, more of a softening, I would say. For me personally, and some of my clients who were doing some of the same work, said that it did a deep healing on the religion wound and the witch wounds. So if you know what those are, if those mean anything to you, they may not. A lot of people have grown up with a lot of dogmatic, patriarchal, religion wounds. But then also, you know, having healing those witch wounds where maybe you were burned at the stake in the past life, judged, you know, for being a witch, or judged for being, into, you know, things like spirituality, medicine work, spells, all of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of healing that's possible there. And then of course, she opened up me and then my clients to more of that divine feminine energy. So two great plants, two very sacred ways of being and working with. And I just want to close with this, like, please note that these qualities that I'm talking about, these benefits, they did not come just by, you know, drinking or eating, consuming the medicine. You've got to ensure that you meditate, make sure that you work with the medicine and also with your lifestyle changes, your sleep, your drinking, your whatever food you take in, diet can make a huge difference, especially on your days on. Your protocols vary. Different coaches do different things. I prefer the 5 days on, 2 days off, 4 days on, 3 days off. So you can, you know, learn more about that if you want to have a consultation with me or do your own research. Definitely consult with a doctor before you do this. In fact, both of these medicines, there's actually a lot of people that I personally would reject because it may not be safe to work with these medicines and your medications. So just really consult with professionals, be responsible, work with these medicines in a sacred way. They're not pills to pop or liquids to just, you know, consume and then rush off into your day. That's not how they work. And ultimately, neither are supplements, but most people just have been told to work with these supplements and just swallow them. And if you don't change your lifestyle habits at the same time, you may be on those supplements and you may be wasting time and money. So really going with those lifestyle habits and changes, that's why microdosing for health is my mantra. You can microdose, but then also what else are you going to do to improve and change your healthy habits? And in some cases, you can build a tolerance to these medicines just like you can supplements and certain foods. even pharmaceuticals, how are they really working for you if you've been using them for years? So in very few cases, there are people who worry about getting addicted and dependent upon the medicine. You can't if you work with them in a sacred way and with a professional. If you try to do it yourself, there is that chance. It's small, but I have seen it. And it's also another reason I came out and became so vocal about coaching and making sure that you honor it in a sacred way. So that's my information on the difference between microdosing with psilocybin and ayahuasca. Again, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'll have one final closing thought after a word from our sponsor. Healthy and Wealthy and Wise is proudly sponsored by The Soul Vine, your number one go-to source for ayahuasca microdosing. This ayahuasca is legal. It is the Kapi vine. There is no DMT extract or molecule as a part of it, and it can and will transform your life from the inside out. Supporting the Shipibo tribe from South America, this is my go-to source for healing. Learn more at microdosingforhealth.com. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please go to my website, magdalenagrace.com. We are here for you. And just kind of in closing thoughts, like a reminder, microdosing is not for everyone. In fact, I have talked people out of it. It really is for people who are really committed to change lasting results. And if you do it, really, really make sure you do it with intention and you feel called to do it. Not just because your friend is doing it, not just because I say it's good or anything like that. Just make a commitment to yourself to get to know the medicine and take a 3 to 6 month journey to really make sure that you get lasting change. Work on those daily habits. Work with intention, making sure you talk with the medicine and figure out what it is that you're healing. What is it that you're letting go of? What is it that you're calling in? And it can be really good for developing your spiritual gifts too. Just be really, really careful and ideally work with a teacher that would know how to guide you, support you. Until next time, guys, I wish you for your best health, your best wealth, and your best wisdom. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe, download, leave a 5-star rating or review, and also please refer this to a friend you know who may benefit from this inspirational message. We hope to see you again. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or join my Facebook community. And if you are looking to manifest your best health, your best wealth by trusting your best wisdom within, please go to my website, www.microdosingforhealth.com. Again, www.microdosingforhealth.com. To quiet your mind, get into your heart, heal your body, and manifest your best health.